哋感謝主，又能夠相會喺主嘅面前。
Thank the Lord that we're able to once again gather before the Lord's presence.
因為我哋查經班，我哋讀緊係希伯來書。
More recently, our small group Bible studies are studying the book of Hebrews.
所以咧，就我哋讀到有關一啲舊約嘅會幕嘅情形。
And so, because of that, the text itself brings us to some discussions about the Old Testament and the tabernacle.
神讓我們看見原來神有一個心意，祂願意呢住在人的中間。
And in our studies, God reveals to us God's heart that He wishes to be able to dwell among men.
藉著這個會幕呢，神說祂要住在以色列人的中間。
And through the existence of the tabernacle, the tent of the tabernacle, then God is willing, wants to dwell amongst the Israelites.
咁人呢，亦都係藉著因著呢個嘅會幕，可以同神有一個嘅交通。
And on the other side, man is able now to have an avenue wherein he's able to communicate with God.
但上一次呢，弟兄姊妹，如果你仲記得，我同大家係交通到進入至聖所嘅生活。
Now, your brothers and sisters may recall the last message that I was able to share with brothers and sisters concerns the encouragement to enter into the Holy of Holies to be with the Lord.
就是在这个的救恩的恩典的时候，我们不再需要好像以色列人这样去到那个会幕的里面，然后才跟神相交。
At this point in time, because we are in the age of grace, no longer do we have to replicate the steps taken by the Israelites to bring our presence into the tabernacle in order for us to have fellowship with God.
我们是随时随地的能够同神来交通。
Instead, today we have the privilege to be able to communicate and fellowship with God at any given time, at any given place.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个生命的接触。
And this touches on the issue of life.
不是外边这个的建筑物或者其他的东西能够代表的。
So it is something that cannot be substituted for based on external buildings, based on external activities.
宗教会给我们看见，那里有一个礼拜堂，那里有一个庙，那里有一个什么像。
Now, religion brings us certain symbols, such as a church building, such as a temple.
咁人要去嗰度叩拜，人喺嗰度崇拜。
And we see that in religion, it requires for individual to go to that specific place of worship in order to offer worship.
但係生命卻唔係喺呢啲咁樣嘅境況嘅底下。
But life does not have anything to do with that type of practice.
那係從裏邊同神有一個嘅聯繫。
Life is the union that we have with God from within.
你知道吗？当我们相信接受主耶稣的时候，
you know, brothers and sisters, at the time that we actually accepted the Lord, accepted His salvation,
基督的生命进到我们里头。
The life of the Lord, His life entered into us.
因此我们同祂的交往不再是宗教好像一些仪式。
That's why our communication with Him no longer is based on some religious practice, some form that it has to abide by.
一个生命的接触。
No, there is a connection based on life.
弟兄姊妹，我们又知道主耶稣基督就是那个生命。
And we know that Christ is that life.
因为这个生命是活的，是真实的。
And that life is alive and is real.
所以交通才可以成为了事实。
And because of that, there is an existence of fellowship that we can have with Him.
所以我们愿意在神的面前来到有一个学习。
So we want to be able to learn together.
就是说我们愿意在生命的里头跟神时时的有交往。
That's to learn how to have that constant fellowship with God through life.
好唔好？我哋睇一段嘅圣经。
Let's turn to a scriptural passage.
约翰福音第十五章。
Recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15.
相信弟兄姊妹，你对呢一段嘅圣经唔陌生。
I'm certain that many of us are familiar with this particular passage.
我唔将呢一整章嘅圣经嚟读，但我只系读其中嘅几节。
We're not going to read the entire passage. We will just select a few verses.
呢个系主耶稣自己亲口讲嘅话。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
约翰福音十五章第四节。
Let's begin with verse 4.
请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Reading from verses 4 through 8. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing.If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Once again, let's come together, bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我哋多谢你。
Our beloved Lord, we thank you.
你系生命嘅主。
For indeed you are the Lord of life.
就如今我哋就喺呢个生命嘅交通嘅里边。
And today we have a part in the fellowship of this life.
主啊，你明明嘅话俾我哋听，我哋嘅能够成长系根据主耶稣你嘅自己。
Very clearly, you have already stated that the only way that we are able to mature.Is to be able to abide in you.
正如枝子接喺呢个嘅葡萄树上一样。
Just as the branches must abide with the vine.
求主今日打开我哋嘅眼睛。
We ask Lord that you open our eyes today.
叫我哋唔单止读过你嘅话。
Don't allow us just to read through your words.
并且我哋叫我哋能够明白主嘅话。
But allow us to have an understanding of your words.
又求主你引导我哋。
May you lead us.
让我哋活喺。与主嘅交通嘅里边
，that we are able to dwell in the fellowship with our Lord。
听我哋嘅恳求，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Please listen as our earnest plea in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
当主耶稣喺世上嘅时候
，when the Lord was on earth，
提及到同主耶稣同啲门徒嘅关系
，and he was sharing with his disciples concerning relationships.
我哋记得主常讲一句嘅说话。
We remember the Lord specifically saying this.
嗰句说话就系话，来跟从我。
He said to them, he called out to them, "Come and follow me."
嗱，当主耶稣快要离世嘅时候呢
？We also remember that at the time when the Lord was drawing close to a time when he would be crucified.
主俾门徒嘅祝福呢
？The Lord also gave a blessing or a calling of a blessing to his disciples，
就系应许呢啲嘅门徒将来喺荣耀嘅里边有一个更密切嘅结合。
And that is so that there might be a closer bond amongst his disciples in the future。
呢句说话就系头先我哋读嘅嗰段嘅圣经。
This is realistically a summary of the passage that we read earlier.
呢句嘅话就系话住喺我嘅里边。
And to even make it more simply stated is to say abide in me.
喺中文嘅圣经咧，我哋头先读嗰四节，或者话你读其他嘅，都系咁样嘅翻译嘅啫。你们要常在我里面。
In the Chinese translation, whether it's just that those four verses that we read, or in even a greater extent, this particular portion of scripture, it is clearly stated to say, abide in me constantly.
中文是你们要常在我里面。
And again, in the Chinese, it's translated to say, abide in me constantly.
但是如果你留心你读英文的时候呢，他就翻译了说 abide in me, 住在我的里面。
But if you look at it very critically, the words themselves are very simple, but very clear. It says, abide in me.
所以这个住在我里面和这个常在我里面其实都是准确的。
So whether it's in the Chinese translation, actually it says to keep yourself constantly in me, or in English is abiding, they're both that same, have that same meaning.
英文就告诉我们听，这个很准确的是要住在他的里面，而且是常住在他的里面。
So it's very clear, if you understand the definition of the words themselves, abide in me, it is to convey the sense that there's a constancy there, and there's also the fact that you are there.
这个住在主里面和与主同住呢是两回事来的。
But if you look at it, abide in him and living in him,
with him.
Living with him are two aspects.
因为中文他们常常给我们一个误解，就是我们同主一起住。
In the Chinese translation, the sense you get is that I'm constantly living with the Lord.
嗱，记得与主同住同埋住喺主里边咧，系两回事嚟嘅。
Don't forget, living with the Lord and abiding in Him is two aspects.
乜嘢叫做与主同住呢？
What does it mean to live with Him constantly?
就系外边喺我哋。一齐出入嘅。
That means that you're constantly together.
我哋一齐住喺一间屋里边。
You're living in the same house.
我哋一齐食饭。
You're taking meals together.
我哋一齐做嘢。
We do things together.
好似我哋弟兄姊妹，你一上大学嘅时候，你去宿舍嗰度住，你有个 roommate 啊。
Just for example, when we are of age to go off to college. We might find ourselves living in a dorm with a, or we might find ourselves living with a roommate.
咁你哋同一个门口出入。
So now you actually come in and out of the same doorway.
一齐去买 grocery， 一齐去洗衫，咁你哋好多嘢都一齐做。
And you might get into the habit of shopping for groceries together. You might get into the habit of doing your laundry at the same time.
佢哋住喺一齐。
They are living together.
但系。他们却不是住在各人的里面。
But they are not abiding in each other.
门徒他们同主三年半。
The disciples have spent 3.5 years together with the Lord.
他们是过着一些与主同住的生活。
So they actually spent much time living with the Lord.
因为每一次主耶稣出去传道。
Because each time our Lord went forward to minister to the people, the disciples went with him.
如果那里有个筵席，有个人结婚，主耶稣被请去，他们都一起请。
If there was a celebration, if there was a wedding that was ongoing and the Lord Jesus Christ was invited, then the disciples went with him.
主耶稣在那里行神迹。
And when the Lord conducted miracles there,
这些门徒也在那里。
The disciples were there.
我相信对主佢个所行所作，呢班嘅门徒非常嘅清楚。
I'm sure that the disciples were very clear about all the things that the Lord was doing.
有時他們因為主所做的非常的高興。
Sometimes because of what the Lord was doing, it brought great joy to the disciples.
亦都曾經興奮過。
And they were joyful and happy.
亦都有個滿足。
And they were satisfied.
弟兄姊妹,當我們仔細去看一下的時候,
but if we're more careful in our study,
你發覺到這班的門徒, 他們仍然是有他們自己的性情的。
Each of these individuals, disciples that is, each one of them has their own personality.
仍然有他們自己的興趣在那裡。
They have their own personal interests.
有自己的主張在那裡。
They have their own particular take on
that. 就好像雅各、約翰, 後來他們的臭脾氣仍然在那裡。
We see, even at the very end, we see John and James, their hot temper were still present with them.
彼得仍然的,到尾都是這麼喜歡說話。
Peter continues to be the one that's outspoken, and he was that way all the way to the end.
甚至乎這班門徒,到主要要釘十字架的時候,他們仍然在那裡爭大。
And even at the point where the Lord was drawing near to his crucifixion, the disciples were there arguing of who was going to be greater.
所以我們就發覺有一件事情,當這三年半過去之後,他們仍然是他們,主耶穌仍然是主耶穌。
So we see here, after 3.5 years, the time has lapsed, but the disciples kept their own personalities, remaining themselves. The Lord, he was, of course, had his own personality, and he was himself as well.
所以我們說,這班的門徒和主,當時的情形是與主同住。So
if we look at it, and we make an assessment, we would say that this group of disciples was living with Jesus Christ.
但是主的要求,
but the Lord's requirement
就是要住在主的裏面。
It's not bad, but for them to abide in Him.
弟兄姊妹,你有沒有發覺到一件事情在我們的生活裏面?
Do you see this, brothers and sisters, within our own lives?
我們這個人對主和主的關係時時都是這樣。
Our relationship actually mirrors their relationship with the Lord.
外面我們說,我是基督徒,我是跟隨主的。
Because externally, we can say, well, I'm a Christian, I am a follower of Christ.
但是在你的裏面,
but what about within you?
你還是有你自己的性情。
You're maintaining your own personality.
你是這麼大脾氣的,就始終還是這麼大脾氣。
Your own characteristics. If you're temperamental, you continue to be temperamental.
哇,你是這麼小氣的,仍然覺得是這麼小氣。
If you're petty, then you continue to be petty.
仍然是這麼有主見的,你仍然是有這麼有主見。If
you have great determination, then you continue to maintain that aspect.
你的興趣沒有改變到。It
seems that your interests have not varied at all.
或者有時我們會有限度上面的,我們都順服主的。
Sure, there are certain times, of course, when we submit and we follow what the Lord says.
但是當你看進去的時候, 你這個人仍然是你這個人。
But if we are really looking deeper, at a level that's deeper, then we realize we really haven't changed.
你好像沒有改變到什麼。
The person that I am hasn't really changed very much.
跟信主之前,沒有什麼兩樣。
There isn't a before and after picture to me as before I accepted Christ and after I accepted Christ.
是啊,你現在懂得祈禱。
Sure, there are things, I mean like, for example, prayer. You now know how to pray.
你有些這個聖經屬靈的話可以出來。
Sure, I have some knowledge of the Word of God, so I can actually even say those words.
但是,看進去你的心裡頭。
But if anyone ever inspects your heart,
你以前是 懶惰的,
were you lazy before? What about now? Are you still lazy?
你以前是那麼暴躁的,現在都是那麼暴躁。暴躁?
Yeah. If I had a bad temper before, then do I still have a bad temper?
好像沒什麼分別。
It seems that there's not much of a change.
哇,我們是跟主一同行。
Sure, we can say we're walking with the Lord.
但是實際的光景,弟兄姊妹,
but under scrutiny,
我們卻不是住在基督的裡面。
We are not abiding in Christ.
我哋有时好唔明白。
Sometimes we don't understand.
呢句说话系咩意思
？What does that phrase mean actually？
但系当我哋读神嘅话嘅时候
，But when we read the word of God，
我哋发觉到主喺呢度要究竟同我哋讲乜嘢咧？
We need to understand what is it that the Lord wants to tell us here from this passage.
当主话住喺我哋里边，你要住喺我里边嘅时候
，When the Lord says you must abide in me and I in you，
其实喺嗰度对我哋一个更加嘅一个大嘅邀请。
You really have to understand that there is a greater level of a request，
就系希望我哋能够同佢有一个更加亲密嘅联合。
What he's asking for is a deeper level of communication.
有一个更亲密嘅交通。
A closer, more dear type of communication.
有一个更奇妙嘅、更深嘅呢个生命里面嘅合一。
A more miraculous, a deeper connection with him.
这个不是在这个救恩上面这个基础上面弟兄姊妹。
To have that type of union with him. Now, this is not on the surface. This cannot be done in the surface.
不是在这个救恩这个层面上面。
It's not just something that we see from the bare being saved level.
不是说我们得不得救的问题。
It has nothing to do with whether we are saved or not.
而是主愿意我们跟他有一个更亲密的
But rather that the Lord desires for us to have a closer, a deeper union with Him. Because after all, the Lord has already given us His life. But can we live out His characteristics and His nature? Whether we can live out His characteristics depends how close our union, our communication with Him is.
我想第一点要提的弟兄姊妹就是说主要我们住在祂的里面，这个是主给我们的一个特别的权利。
We have to first and foremost realize that this matter of the Lord's command to abide in Him realistically is a special privilege that He has afforded to us.
我们记得在哥林多前书一章三十节那里说，你们得以在基督里是本乎神。
If you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it tells us that by His doing, that's God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus.
所以第一点就说，不是我们懂得去
So we have to understand, it's not that we know how to live in Christ,
而是主容许邀请我们住在祂的里面。
But rather it is the Lord Himself who made that request, who made that commandment for us to do so.
弟兄姊妹，你知道乜嘢先能够进到祂里面呢？
Friends and sisters, do you know what type of things can actually enter into you?
譬如我们这个身体，乜嘢先至可以进到去我里面？
Just looking at this physical body that we have, what can actually enter into this body?
那些不属于我们的东西，不应该在里面。
Foreign substances should not be inside your body.
只有属于我的，这些东西先至可以在我里面。
Only those things which are intrinsic to the body should be in the body.
那现在医学很发达，医生能够用手术呢将一个器官放在你的里面。
Now, because of the advance in medicine, we're actually able to transplant, for example, transplant a lung into an individual.
你将你那个旧的换了，那个不好的换了一个新的出来。
So what is a bad organ or what is a deteriorating organ, a non-functional organ, can now be substituted for with a good organ.
但是呢，在这个更换仪器，这个器官的这件事情上面。
But when it comes to this transplantation,
yeah. 医生最怕一件事情是什么呢？
When it comes to transplants, what is the one thing that is the greatest concern?
就是当这个新的器官入了你里面的时候，里面起一个排斥的作用。
The one thing that's of deepest concern is when the organ is transplanted into the body, that the body itself will reject
點解會排斥?
But why would your body reject that organ?
因為你這個身體體驗,哇,這個新的東西是新的,不過不是我的。
It's because the body itself recognizes what should intrinsically be there. Even though this organ is more is functional as opposed to the old one, yet the body knows this is not mine.
因為不屬於身體,所以是拒絕。
Because it is not its own, therefore the body rejects it. But we thank the Lord.
本來我們是不屬於主的。We
originally were not of Christ.
因為基督耶穌在十字架上所成就的功勞。
But because of the path that was laid out by the work of the Lord on the cross,
將他的生命賞賜給我們。
He granted to us His life.
使我們今天屬於他。
So that we might be of Him today.
以致我們今天能夠住在他的裡面,沒有排斥。
So that we are able to abide in Him without any rejection.
所以我們承認,我們有很多自己的東西。
Now, there's a lot of us still remaining in the person that we are.
我們仍然有我們自己的興趣。
We still have our own interests.
仍然有我們的主觀。
We still have our own determination.
還有我們的感覺在那裡。
We still have our own emotions.
但是當我們要 接受这个邀请,
but if we honor this request or command from the Lord to abide in Him,
那我们这些就要改变。Then
we realize all those things that are of me needs to be removed.
弟兄姊妹你说,我信了耶稣了嘛,我自然,基督的生命在我里面,我就自然没有这些了。
You could say, well, you know, I've accepted the Lord, right? So then His life comes into me, and on a very natural type of progression, I would be able to grow, and these things would be removed. But on top of that, though, I would like to remind brothers and sisters, you and I, we have our the self.
应尽的本分。 My own responsibility.
We have our own responsibility.
我这个本分是什么呢?
So what is our basic responsibility?
就是你要留意你自己在哪里。
Where do you place yourself?
你要在神的面前,你要对付这些所有的你自己的脾气,各样的东西。
Realize that we too have shared the responsibility of having to deal with those habits or those particular characteristics that are intrinsic in us. There are some things that you have to do.
所以圣经又说,你旧时不做事的,你现在快点做吧。
And the Bible tells us, if you were lazy and you did not go out to work, you need to go out to work.
旧时是很蛇王的,现在不好了。
In the past, if you were the laziest person in the world, you cannot be that way anymore.
什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
你是不是要有些事要做?
Is there something for you to do?
神的性情是殷勤的。
Now, God's characteristic is to be diligent.
但是你要将这些懒惰拿走。
Then, if that's the case, then we share the responsibility to remove the laziness of our personality away.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹, 我们有我们应尽的本分的。
Brothers and sisters, we have our responsibility as well. We have our part in this as well.
不能够我们说,我信了耶稣,主会改变我,主会改变你,但你要不要改变?
We can't just say, oh, the Lord will change me because I've already accepted Him. Yes, the Lord will change you, but what about your part in the equation?
因此我们靠着主,我们愿意摆在祂的面前,我们今天的兴趣成为了主的兴趣。
If we rely upon the Lord, and actually put ourselves in that situation in the Lord, then the Lord would be able to remove those other interests away from us.
你的脾气,
now, your personality should be changed to become the Lord's personality. Your temperament should become the Lord's temperament. Your outlook on things should now be the Lord's outlook on things.
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗? 愿意这样住在祂里面的时候,
so if we are willing to abide in Him in this way,
神就有一条的通道,
then now God has a way wherein He can work.
能够彰显主自己的荣耀。
And in working through this way, He will be able to bring glory to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主不是留下我们一个人在那里，救了你，你好好地，你自己处理自己的，不是。
We have to be realistic and understand. The Lord is not saying He's leaving us off on our own and by our own means, then we have to be good. You know, He saved us, now we have to do whatever we can to be good.
主是让我们有一条路。
No, the Lord gives us a way.
主又给我们恩典。
The Lord also grants us His grace.
又给我们扶持。
And He also brings us support.
让我们将基督那个该有的那个丰富能够彰显出来。
In order for the richness that is in the Lord Himself, that it might have a way to be able to express and display it in us.
主在这里跟我们说,
the Lord is speaking to us here.
他说, 我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子。
He says that He is the true vine and we are the branches.
他说, 住在我里面的,
that He who abides in me,
我也住在他里面,
I will abide in Him.
这人就多结果子。
And because of this, this individual will bear much fruit.
第二点，弟兄姊妹，我要同弟兄姊妹要交通嘅就系话，当我哋住喺主里边嘅时候。
Now the second point of my sharing today is this: when we abide in Him, in Christ,
那个结果就系我哋能够结果子。
The end result is that we might be able to bear fruit.
呢个系主嘅要求。
This is what the Lord commands or demands.
但系我想弟兄姊妹喺度提一提，想弟兄姊妹将呢个结果子呢件事睇阔啲咁多。
But I would like for brothers and sisters to look at this matter of bearing fruit and expand our perspective on it a little bit more.
好多嘅时候，我哋一提到结果子，
many times when we talk about bearing fruit,
就系话你带几多个人嚟信耶稣，
we think automatically, oh, that means I have to tally up to see how many others I have brought in to hear and listen and accept the Lord.
你带一个朋友来，佢今日信咗耶稣啦，我今日结咗一个果子。
Oh, I've brought one friend here to the gospel meeting, and on that day, they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, so now I can tally one point for me. I bore one fruit.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到主的话的时候，我盼望你将这个范围看阔一点。
But brothers and sisters, when we inspect that matter in light of the Word of God here, I hope that we're able to expand our perspective more than that.
当主说你要结果子的时候，
when the Lord tells us that we're able to bear much fruit,
不单只是带人信耶稣，
it is not restricted only to that matter of bringing others into receiving salvation.
那个结果子的意思，
bearing fruit,
就是说在你的身上有没有基督耶稣自己，
actually refers to whether or not the Lord is able to be displayed in you.
我们知道那个果子，那个属灵的果子呢，是指着主耶稣讲的。
Now, as far as that fruit, it says bear fruit, that is referring to Christ.
所以当主说你们住在我的里面，
so when the Lord says abide in me,
我又住在你们的里面，
and I will abide in you,
那么结果呢， 这个人就会结果子。
What is the end result? That individual is able to bear fruit.
这个果子明明是讲到主自己，
and the fruit is very clearly a reference to Jesus Christ Himself.
主的性情， 主自己的一切， 从你的身上彰显出来。
The personality, the characteristic of the Lord, He Himself, which should be displayed through you.
这个就是结果子。
And that is the definition of bearing fruit.
加拉太书第五章22节。
In Galatians chapter 5,
那里跟我们讲圣灵所结的果子。
It tells us about the fruit of the Spirit.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、节制。
Is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
我们都知道，我们今天不是讲加拉太书，但是我们都知道，这些圣灵所结的果子就是出自主自己。
We're not going to study Galatians today. We're not specifically talking about that. But we have to realize, understand, what are we talking about when we talk about the fruit of bearing fruit?
不是九隻果子, 是一個果子裡面有九樣的性情。
In that particular passage, is not nine separate fruits in plural form that must be bore, but rather these are aspects of one fruit.
因為主是指自己一個人講,
the fruit of the Spirit refers to Christ Jesus, refers to Him and Him alone.
因此我們讀約翰十五章這裡講的時候, 弟兄姊妹,你回來留意一下,看英文,仍然是一個果子。
If you look at John chapter 15, the passage that we were reading, look at it more carefully. Again, it is singular in nature, talking about fruit.
所以他說,這人就多結,他不是說很多隻果子,多結,一個果子仍然是。
And so specifically, it says very clearly that, therefore, he shall bear much fruit. One singular fruit.
所以在英文那裡沒有個S,不是兩個,是單數的,不是複數的。
It is a singular word, not in its plural form.
弟兄姊妹,你就看見那件事情不是別的,乃是主自己。
So then, we must understand, it is not talking about anything else except Jesus Christ.
但是為什麼有九樣呢? 就是因為很多不同的環境, 主讓我們碰到不同的事情。
Why are there then nine seemingly delineated types personalities or characteristics that's stated here? It's because in different circumstances, different aspects of that fruit must be shown.
因此我們不會說,好了,今天我又結了一個仁義的果子了。
I can't go around thinking, oh, okay, I bore the fruit of kindness today.
我今天又結了,因為我有些東西我學習到,我今天就結了一個忍耐的果子了。
I can't go around thinking, oh, because of certain circumstances, today I bore the fruit of patience.
或者說,我得了一個節制的果子了。
Nor that, can I go around thinking that, oh, I bore a fruit of self-control today.
弟兄姊妹不是這樣。
No, that's not the right perspective.
主給我們遇見很多不同的環境。
The Lord allows for us to encounter many different circumstances.
但是在你所碰見的各個不同的環境裡面,
but in each and every circumstance that you find yourself,
因為你住在基督的裡面,
because you are already abiding in Christ,
當事情發生的時候,
so that when circumstances arise,
你讓主耶穌基督在這個環境裡面顯出來,
you then permit for the Lord Himself to be displayed as you encounter these circumstances.
故此別人就看見,這個人,他有忍耐哦。
As such, an objective observer will look at you and say, oh, that person is very patient.
或者看見這個人,他很有節制的。
Or that another circumstance, another objective observer will look, oh, he has much self-control.
或者你看見這個人,在這樣的環境裡面,他有溫柔。
Or from another set of circumstances would allow others to see that, oh, this person is very gentle.
或者他有忍耐。
Or that he has patience.
看見嗎,弟兄姊妹?
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
是主顯出來的時候, 就出現那個聖靈所結的果子的表現。
It is when Christ Himself is manifested, is displayed, therefore then the fruit of the Spirit is seen.
所以弟兄姊妹啊, 主邀請我們,你住在我裡面。
So that's why the Lord requests of us, abide in me.
你就能夠結果子。
And when you do, then you will be able to bear fruit.
我可以調轉來講,就說,當我們要結果子的時候,
we can look at it from the flip side. If we want to bear fruit,
我們就要住在主的裡面。
Then we first must abide in Christ.
你以為你可以改變你自己?
Do you think that you're capable of changing yourself?
你以為可以做好?
Do you think that you're capable of always doing good?
但是如果那個是你的自己的話, 係你自己嘅表現。
But if you're doing it, what is seen is still you.
但係當你住喺基督嘅裏邊嘅時候
，But when we actually abide in Christ，
你出嚟嘅就唔係你自己。
Then what is seen is not you，
就係主自己嘅性情。
It will be the personality, the nature of the Lord Himself.
如果嗰度需要仁愛，嗰度就出現仁愛。
If that particular circumstance requires for love to be expressed, then love is shown.
如果需要喜樂，嗰個因為你住喺主嘅裏邊，嗰個喜樂就出嚟。
If that circumstance requires joy to be expressed, because you abide in Christ, therefore joy naturally is expressed.
睇見嗎？和平又係咁啊，忍耐又係咁樣，恩慈又係咁樣，良善、信實、温柔、節制都係一樣。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, it's the same for any of these particular aspects. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
仲有一點。
One more aspect.
結果子。
Bearing fruit.
咩意思呢
？Again, what is the meaning?
就話我哋有收穫。
There's a harvest.
有果效。
There is a, you're bringing a bounty in.
使人有供應。
So that there is a supply that's provided to others.
同埋使神得到滿意。
In addition, it will be satisfying to God.
我屋企後院呢有好多棵樹。
In my backyard, we have many fruit trees.
有一棵呢應該係梨樹嚟。
One specific one, it should be peach. Oh, sorry, it should be a plum.
咁呢棵樹呢就種咗20多年。
This tree has we've had this tree now for 20 some odd years.
但一直冇果子。
But never once has it bore any plums.
即使佢有一年有一啲出嚟。
Even one particular year, there seems to be something that is growing forward.
我都唔算佢係。
I don't actually don't consider it to be a plum.
因為咧，佢好似個 dime 咁大嘅啫。
Because it's as small as a dime.
咁啊，食起上嚟又酸又澀。根本唔入得口。
And when we took a bite of it, it was so sour, we had to spit it back out.
開頭我就以為唔知係咪水分嘅問題啊，泥土嘅問題。
So we thought, well, maybe it's because it's a portion of water that needs to be there, or maybe a portion of fertilizer that's not enough.
但係喺同一塊地嘅裏邊。
But at the same time, in the same area.
咁其他嘅又有喎，其他嘅又。
Other fruit trees are there, and they bear fruit.
啊！而且好食嘅 ，S 都講過，我哋仲有一棵蘋果樹，好甜嗰啲。
And they bear fruit that's really delicious. You know, as Esther has shared in previous times, we have one specific apple tree that really bears delicious apples.
呢棵唔結果子嘅樹。
But what about this one that has never bore much fruit?
佢第一冇俾我有咩供應。
First of all, it didn't supply me with anything.
佢唔單止冇俾人有供應。
Not only did it not provide anything to anyone，
佢係白佔地土。
In fact, it's taking up space。
並且叫眾嘅人羞愧。
And it actually brings shame to the very person who has kept it all these years。
20多年，我第一次講。
Remember, this is 20 some odd years, right? Actually, this is the very first time I'm sharing about that specific tree。
所以唔結果子嘅。喺呢度話結果子嘅時候，我個父就得榮耀啦。
It tells us here, when fruit is bore, glory is brought back to the Father.
但唔結果子嘅，只有俾眾嘅人受恥嘅。
But conversely, if there is no fruit, it brings shame to the dresser.
今日我哋喺神嘅面前。
Today we're before God.
如果我哋唔結果子
，If we are not bearing fruit。
我相信神都好似我咁样好丑嘅，唔会睇。
You can say that God is likened to my experience where I feel so shameful.
点能够话神就因此得荣耀呢
？How can we turn around and say, "Oh yes, glory be given to God"?
我哋结果子嘅时候
，if we do bear fruit，
神就得荣耀。
Then God naturally receives glory.
你哋也就是我嘅门徒了。
And you.Shall be my disciples, it says.
睇见吗，弟兄姊妹
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
唔单止中你嘅人，佢得咁满意。
not only will there be satisfaction to the one who planted it,
看见的人都见证说你们是主的门徒。
But others who are only onlookers, they're spectators, but they will be able to say, oh, these are the disciples of God.
所以结果子是神所要的。
So bearing fruit, it is what is required by God.
我再讲这个所谓结果子就是将主的性情显露出来。
Let me express it once again. To bear fruit means to display, to manifest the very characteristics of Christ.
要能够彰显到主自己的性情在我们里面，那个条件是什么？就是要住在主里面。
But what is the one singular requirement that's needed in order for anyone to be able to manifest Christ? It is to abide in Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个不单止是我们今天要追求、要学习去到这个地步。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just something for us to pursue after. It's a goal that we have set that we have to meet.
这个并且是主自己的要求。
But this also is what the Lord has established.
你记得我开始讲的时候，这个是主邀请我们，邀请我们住在他的里面。
Do you remember from the very beginning of my sharing, I phrased it to say that this is the Lord's request of us. This is what He's asking of us to abide in Him.
所以第四节他说，你们要住在我里面，然后我就住在你里面。
That's why verse 4 is very, very succinct to say,Abide in me, and I in you.
主没在那里说，那我告诉你，我现在救了你回来。
The Lord didn't express himself to say, okay, look, I've already saved you.
你有一个责任。
Now you are given a responsibility.
你要来住在我里面。
You've got to come and live with me.
好叫我在我里面那个丰富神的性情能够彰显出来。
You've got to live with me so that I can give you the fullness of my characteristics, of my nature, so that you can express it and display it.
主没这么说。
No, God never, I mean, the Lord never stated it that way.
主就说，你们要住在我里面，然后我就住在你里面。
But rather, it is very clear. He first tells us, abide in me. And then he says, and I in you.
虽然他心里面十分的愿意我们能够住在他里面。
He wants so very much for us to abide in Him.
他也十分的愿意在我们的当中能够彰显到他自己。
And He wants so very much for us to be able to display Himself in us.
但是他仍然说，你住在我里面。
But still, the order that He has set for us, He says, abide in me.
然后我就住在你里面。
And then what follows is, and I abide in you.
你明白我意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
主没勉强我们做一些事情。
The Lord Himself did not coerce us to do something.
主有一个这样的心意，他就是告诉你，你要来。
He has that yearning in His heart, so He expresses and says, abide in me.
他心愿你来。
He wants for you to come
住在他的里面。
To abide in Him.
我心愿你能够被主来到用。
I want so very much.For you to be of use to the Lord.
现在问题，你愿不愿意？
The only question that remains is, are you willing to have the same thing?
当然我们说，我们当然愿意了。
Naturally, we might think, well, my answer would be yes.
但是当你这个愿意的时候，就表明你要付代价的时间。
But if you answer yes, that means that there is a price to be paid.
所以每一次我们提到要付代价的时候，哎呀，都好惊啊，不好制。
But every time we talk about paying a price for something, then we shy away from it. No, I don't, that's too hard. I don't want to do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
主一直
在跟我们说。
The Lord continues to speak with us.
你住在主的里面。
Abide in Christ.
你就能够结果子。
Then you will be able to bear fruit.
父就得荣耀。
And the Father will be glorified.
你的见证就出来。
And your testimony will be very evident.
叫神得喜悦。
For, it will please God.
神在你的身上得着荣耀。
And God will receive glory from you.
当我们将我们的眼目这样来看的时候，
If we would just change our perspective a little bit,
我们今天所付的代价其实是很少的。
Realistically speaking, the price that we would have to pay is very, very minimal.
主连佢嘅性命都不要。
The Lord gave His entire life.
你话佢付嘅代价俾你会唔会少
？So in comparison, which price is greater?
主话要住喺我嘅里面。
The Lord says, "Abide in me."
好似中文嘅圣经话，你常常住喺我里边就更加好。
In the Chinese translation, it's constantly living with.
当人系咁样住，常住喺我里边嘅时候。
But again, when someone abides in me,
我就住喺佢里边。
He tells us, "Then I abide in him."
咁我哋有咩能力啊
？You might think, "Well, what capabilities could I have to bring that about?"
点样先至可以住喺里边
？What does it mean? How do I do that to abide in him?
系我呢个道理，我听懂。
I understand what you're saying. In principle, I understand.
但係點樣做呢？點樣先係住喺主裏邊
？But how? How do I do it? How do I abide in Him?
所以我哋睇第七節，佢就話：你哋若果住喺我裏邊，我個話亦喺你嘅裏邊。
Verse 7 gives us a clue. It tells us, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you."
凡你哋所願意嘅祈求。就給你們成就。
Ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you.
弟兄姊妹，凡你哋所願意嘅祈求，就給你們成就。
It says, and whatever, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
嗱，呢個我哋睇見讀經禱告。
Prayer and Bible study.
上一次同弟兄姊妹已经交通过祷告，我哋随时都可以藉着祷告来到主嘅面前。
In our last time together, we spent and focused on prayer. At any given time, at any given place, we're able to come to fellowship with God through prayer.
系冇环境嘅限制嘅。
It is not restricted by any boundary.
你绝唔系因为外边啊，你企喺马路嘅上边，哎呀咁多人咁嘈，你唔可以祷告，冇呢个限制。
If you're in the middle of the sidewalk, you can't. There's not an excuse to say, "Well, there's so many people around me, I can't pray."
唔会话因为日头唔祈祷得，夜晚先要祈祷，冇亦都冇呢个限制。
There's no limitation to say, "No, you can only pray during evening time. You cannot pray during daytime."
或者你喺工作嘅里边唔可以祈祷，翻到屋企先至祷告。
There's no limitation to say, "Well, I can't pray during work time. I got to pray during family time."
所以几时我哋能够同佢交通呢？
So it's whenever we
系时时都能够同佢一齐有交通。
When can we have fellowship with him? It is whenever, at any given time, you can have through prayer.
但系读神嘅话，可能就有啲嘅限制。
Now maybe when it comes to reading the word, maybe there are certain restrictions.
但系问题喺呢度唔系讲咩嘅限制。
But what it refers to here is not really talking about, oh, there are specific times I can or cannot read the word of God. It is not the limitation set by our circumstances. But rather, it speaks more to the heart, whether your heart desire it, whether your heart is there.
有个姊妹曾经咁样作见证。
There was once a sister who gave this testimony.
她说我以前都读，我都信了主好耐，读了好多年的圣经。
And she said, I have known the Lord for many, many years, and I have read the Bible many a times.
我时时都系照例咁样读圣经。
But I've always followed a pattern to read the Bible.
但读完之后，结果读咗咁多年，我都唔知啲讲乜嘢。
But I can tell you honestly, I've read the Bible so many years, following the same pattern, and I cannot tell you exactly what I'm reading.
但佢话有一次主特别俾佢恩典。
But here, at this particular testimony, she said, there was one specific time when the Lord gave me special grace.
佢用心喺神面前读圣经。
To allow for her to read the words with her heart.
哇！自从嗰次开始，主俾佢继续嘅俾佢时间，俾佢机会。
Then, from that moment on, any time that the Lord provided the time for her, any time the Lord provided the means for her.
当佢咁样用心嚟读嘅时候，哇！佢就发觉咯，哇！原来圣经里边有咁多嘅丰富。
And she then read the word not by a pattern but with her heart. Now she realized, wow, the word of God is so rich.
一小点，一大点，哇！多得不得了。
There are small points, but there are big points. There's so much.
结果呢，好似佢 想停都唔得咁样样啊，欲罢不能嘅感觉。
It is as if she couldn't, she didn't want to stop.
But yeah. 弟兄姊妹，当我哋嘅心放喺主里边嘅时候
，Brothers and sisters, when our heart is set on the Lord,
主就吸引我哋。
It is the Lord.
主嘅话喺我哋里边就成为咗。
And the word of the Lord then would fill us with His fullness. And it really will come from within. Permit me to say this. There are many brothers and sisters in our midst who may not spend a lot of time in the Word of God. Perhaps there are some who are seated here today who do not read the Word of God. But these individuals are very, very sharp. Even though they don't read the Word of God, they can tell or speak of the words of God. But when those words are spoken,And it falls on the ears of those who actually have the experience of the Lord, then those individuals realize that's just theory. It is all just what comes from the mind. It's very shallow. Sure, he is talking about things of the Bible, but it's not very much in depth.
结果就是好像圣经话起一间房子喺沙土地上一样。
It is just like the example that we see in the Bible. It tells us that there's a man who builds a house on sand.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要住喺主嘅里边。
But brothers and sisters, we're to abide in Christ.
藉着祷告，藉着读神嘅话。
We abide in Christ through prayer and through the reading of His word.
头先嗰句话就话，凡你哋所愿意嘅，都给你哋成就。
In the passage, or in the portion that says there that ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
是不是好像有求必应?
Does that mean that I can ask anything and that means that I get it?
但是在别处的翻译的里面,
But in another translation, that's more clear.
就是给我们看见,
allows us a better understanding.
可以翻成话, 你们所要求的就是你们所当得的。
Whatever you ask,is what should be given to you.
我就把它产生给你们。
And because of that, I will grant it to you.
这个是别个的翻译。
This is another translation.
我觉得这个比较准确。
And I feel that this is more accurate.
意思就是说,
The meaning
is, 如果我住在主的里面,
If I am abiding in Christ,
我们在基督耶稣, 住在基督耶稣的
里面, I am really abiding in Christ,
我就根本不会在神的旨意之外去要求一些的东西。
I really wouldn't be asking for anything to be given to me outside of the will of God.
所以当我们每一次祈求的时候,
And that's why each and every time that you ask anything,
当我们每一次在基督里住在基督里面来到祈求的时候
If we ask when we are abiding in Him,
都是会求到与神的事和谐的事情
Then those things that we're asking about would be related to or are exactly those very things that are of God.
你说这样祈求神的事情神会不会答应
If you were to pray those type of prayers, do you think that God would answer you?
当然会答应
Of course he will.
因为这些你是祈求在神的旨意的里面嘛。
Because the prayer that you offer up falls fully within the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的祷告能够得神的答应，这个就是因为我们与主联合的缘故。
The only reason why our prayers would be answered by God is if we are standing in the place where we know or we are looking for the will of God.
这个就是神与主联合住在主里面的结果
And this is the end result of someone who actually is abiding in Christ.
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord.
当我们这样活在神面前的时候
if we live before God in this way,
主也都住在我们的里面
The Lord promises that He will abide in us as well.
我用很快的时间我再讲最后那一 一點。
There's one last point I want to make very quickly.
約翰福音六章,
the Gospel of John chapter 6. You don't have to turn to it.
56節他就說, 吃我的肉,喝我的血的人, 常在我裡面, 我也常在他裡面。
It tells us that he who drinks my blood and eats my flesh shall abide in me, and I will abide in him.
亦都是说, 吃我的肉,喝我的血的人, 就住在我里面, 我也住在他里面。
It tells us, he who drinks my blood and eats my flesh abides in me, and I abide in him.
主告诉我们,他的肉是可以吃的,
the Lord himself tells us that his blood is something that we can drink, his flesh is something that we can eat.
这个什么意思呢?
But what does that mean?
联合的意思。
That means that it's a matter of abiding, of union.
你吃什么? 入到去, 是不是跟你联合?
When you eat a part of eat a food stuff into your body, it becomes in you, right? It's yours.
喝什么? 喝什么? 入到你里面, 你又跟他联合。
You can drink whatever beverage, but once you drink it, it is within your body.
本来两样不同的东西。
Initially, two separate things.
好像那些 chocolate 啦, 那些 ice cream 啊, 那些东西呢, 在冰箱里面跟你没关系的,但是你一吃下去呢,就是你的。
So, the chocolate, the ice cream, you know, you can find ice cream in the freezer, and it has nothing to do with you, but once you take it and ingest it, now it is yours, it's you. It enters into you, and it becomes a part of you.
结果呢,在你的肚皮上,烧了出来。
Then, of course, it shows itself in the love handles.
今天我们跟主的关系,
but today, our relationship with the Lord, we need to eat Him, we need to drink Him, and what does that do? It now is part of me. We are united with Him. We are united in union with Christ. So each and every Sunday, when we are bread breaking,
弟兄姊妹, 你不要只是觉得抹饼聚会在那里是感恩,是在那里纪念主,不单止是这样。We
have to understand, it is not just a time for us to offer worship to the Lord, it is not just a time for us to extend our gratefulness to the Lord.
而是一个属灵的实际,这个实际就是我们今天是活在与主联合的。
But there is a reality, a spiritual reality that is lived out here each and every time, and that is for us to be able to abide in Him. When we come together to break bread, we come with a joyful and grateful heart, because we are living out the spiritual reality of abiding in Him and He abiding in us. So I hope, so desire that the Lord would speak to us. The only way that we can abide in Christ is if we abide in this vine.
主是那个葡萄树, 我们是枝子。
The Lord is the vine, we are the branches.
这样的关系, 然后结出果子来。
When that relationship exists, it brings forth fruit.
主让我们活在这个实际的里头。
May the Lord permit for us to be the living branches.
这个关系息息相关的。
That there is an intimate union with the vine.
求主教导我们。
May the Lord teach us.
求主引导我们。
And may the Lord lead us.
让我们进入这个实际的里头。
To lead us into the reality of this, of His words.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊,我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的心意愿意人住在这个里面。
Because you have a desire that you would live amongst men.
然后主,
you desire that we would abide in you, and then you would abide in us.
主啊, 你今天没有向一些, 不单止向一些软弱初信的弟兄姊妹说话, 要住喺主里边。
Today you're speaking, but not only to those who maybe are weak, brothers and sisters, not only those who have just come to know you.
主对嗰啲刚强嘅喺你里边有啲日子嘅人，仍然跟你话，我哋要住喺你嘅里边。
Your word is the same to those who have been in the Lord for a period of time, those who know your words well. You still say, abide in me.
主啊，因此我哋求你，让我哋真系天天活喺呢个住喺主里边嘅实际嘅里头。
Lord, we ask, implore that you will permit for us to, on a daily basis, to be able to abide in you.
因为呢个系你所喜悦嘅。
Because this is what is pleasing to you.
呢个系我哋蒙福嘅一条路。
And this is the path of a blessing.
主啊，愿你向我哋再说话。
Lord, may you continue once again to speak with us.
In
the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.